o'clock, and I am joined now by the Executive Director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA, Mr. Adam Graybill. Adam, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you know?
A lot. We've got a lot going on at the Y. Busy, as you'll see during this interview. But yeah, we got a lot going on at the Y.
You're a busy guy.
Trying to stay busy.
How are things going?
Fantastic. You know, this first 6 months have just been a whirlwind of trying to get a grasp on who we are and set an identity going forward. And I think, you know, having Georgiana on my team has really allowed us to say, hey, here's our mission, here's what we're going to do, and really just go full steam into it.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have the summer lull like they had in the past where there wasn't a lot going on. We stayed busy the whole time. We had things happening every weekend or every week, and now we're right into fall sports. So it's just been a great time, and we're not going to slow down anytime soon.
That looks to me like you're picking up steam.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Georgiana Durr with us. Georgiana, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Nice
Hello,
Red
Oak.
Nice to see you, Georgiana.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing?
School, pool's done, getting into the swing of school. I'm really excited for football tonight.
Yeah.
Go Red Oak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to back up to the skating event that you had at the gym.
We had our first roller skate.
Tell me about
night.
That.
It was such a huge success. It was so fun. We are very grateful to the Atlantic Y for letting us borrow their skates. We picked them up. We had a great skate rental. Everyone brought their own, and we had the best time. We had glow in the dark lights and music, and it was fantastic. So we're going to do another one if you missed the first one.
Okay, we're going to talk about a whole stack of events that you have, but before we do, I want to talk about membership a little bit.
Yeah.
If someone wants to be a member, become a member, thinking about it, if maybe I'm a senior, like elderly senior, or maybe I'm a maybe
we have
someone
membership
in college,
levels for all families, all people, older adults, single parent, and of course we also have financial assistance available.
Yeah.
We want everyone to be a member of RY, and we want everyone to participate in our programming and come see our facility because it is amazing. Our facility is so active and colorful and vibrant, and we want you there.
Okay, so when people are hearing this, they can be involved.
Absolutely.
And we want them involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we want to take away all the roadblocks that people seem to think that they have in getting a Y membership. You know, we'll work with you. We want you there.
Yeah.
And whatever that means or whatever it takes, we're willing to do that because just seeing the people there makes what we do, you know, it's that much more important for the community. So having them there and taking away all the boundaries is what we're prioritizing right now.
All right. So make a phone call, stop by, and explore those opportunities.
Stop by. You've got to come see what we have for you. We want you to find your community, and it will be at the YMCA.
Okay, let's dive in here. Paint a Rock.
Yeah, this is our first program. We're really excited. First program that we have to talk about. It is this Sunday, 2:30 to 4:30 in our multipurpose room. It is free. Everyone is invited. We're going to paint rocks with inspiring messages, and then we will take them. We'll put a free day pass on it. They'll be hidden around the community just to spread positivity and raise awareness for Suicide Prevention Month.
Yeah, this is in connection with that, correct?
Yes,
Suicide
absolutely.
Prevention
yeah.
Month. So.
Yeah.
Where will that be in the multipurpose room?
Yep, in our multipurpose room, which is also getting redone.
I was going to say, we've put a lot of attention in that room in the last couple of weeks. We took empty space, put a TV in, just completely revamped it. So if you stop in, you'll notice there's some construction going on in there, as I've not finished it yet. But we really want to make that a space for kids to come after school and hang out and, you know, either be active and play sports or come in there and have some time to do your homework and just have some alone time. But we want to have a space where everyone feels welcome. And that multipurpose room is slowly turning into that.
All right. So that you'll have the rocks.
We're going to have the rocks,
the
all the materials, free for the entire community. Come, sit, paint. It'll be wonderful.
There's really no reason to sign up, right?
No.
I mean, just show up.
Yep. If you have a special rock you want to paint, bring your rock.
There you go.
you can bring your own rocks. We'll have them. Yeah.
You're not going to turn them away.
No.
Correct.
All rocks as well.
Okay. Very good. Notice now. I mean, keep that within reason, right? Don't show up with your boulder.
Hey, if you can bring a boulder into the multipurpose room,
hey, we may have just the program if you can carry that boulder, and we may have the program we're going to talk about in just a minute.
Yeah,
let's talk about fall league tennis.
Yeah, fall tennis. The deadline is coming up soon.
Yes,
on September 28th. But yeah, fall tennis. We would like everyone to come. If you are interested in tennis, both high school, college, adult, this is your opportunity to come and play tennis with everyone else who loves to play.
And you know,
tennis.
We have the four beautiful indoor courts that is very
remarkable
for us.
Remarkable.
So, you know, to have the tennis there is a blessing for us. So we need people to come out, enjoy the tennis courts, use them. You know, they're there, and a lot of times they sit empty. So trying to revitalize tennis and bring it back is a big push for us.
So there are some fees associated with that, but it's very minimal, right?
Yeah,
so.
Like everything we do, you know, we incur costs of bringing in the coaches and the people to come in and teach and help out. So, you know, we try to keep it where we don't make money. We cover our costs, and so that anybody in the community. And again, same thing, you see the cost. There's always a way around it to try to help you out and make sure that people can get the training they want.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so mark that down. The deadline, September 28th. So you have a little time, a month. You have a month to get that signed up and ready to go. Anytime we talk about cost, don't let that be a deterrent.
No.
Per our conversation earlier.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, so this is new, or maybe a revamp would be more. October 25th from 2 until 5 p.m., the great YMCA pumpkin toss.
Yep.
Okay, explain this to me. What are we talking about, Georgiana?
We have decided to revamp our mystery drop a little bit. So instead of just buying squares and dropping, we are going to toss some pumpkins.
Okay.
We are going to have a giant slingshot, and you get to pull it back and launch your pumpkin. The cool thing about this is it's not just the pumpkin toss. We're going to have a vendor fair in the gym. We're going to have concessions in the multi-purpose room. We'll have a little movie going. It'll be a whole family event that you can come out to, free to come to and enjoy, but then we will be selling these pumpkins as a fundraiser for our annual campaign, which helps fund part of our budget that helps families and individuals who need assistance.
Okay. So the vendor fair, talk to me about that portion of it.
Yeah, we're looking available? For vendors, yeah. Space available. I just posted it on Facebook with a Google Doc, and the spots are only $20, so it's very affordable, and we would just love to fill our gym with vendors so that when people come for this big event, they'll have things to shop at.
Are you looking for a certain type of vendor or just a vendor?
Just all vendors that would be appropriate for the YMCA.
Okay.
And, you know, this the way this came up is we were looking at how to revamp this. So as everything with Georgiana and I, we sat in an office and we're like, hey, what should we do? I brought up a trebuchet or a cannon to start doing this. But, you know, with limitations and things like that, we came down to the slingshot. But I think this is a unique opportunity for people to get involved and not just sit around and watch things play out. You can actually interact and, you know, attempt to shoot these pumpkins to the target. So we really want the community to come out and, like, enjoy the whole day. We're going to have a whole day of it. You know, this is the beginning of it. There's probably things we'll add by the time it actually happens, but this is our, you know, cry out to the community to come out and enjoy us.
Another great community event that we want people to come and enjoy with their family.
Yeah. I want to know about the slingshot and pumpkins. I mean, have you worked that out yet?
Well, in my mind, yeah.
Will it be like a full-size pumpkin?
Yeah, so it'll sit between two posts, and you just pull it back, launch the pumpkin. We're going to get mini pumpkins, so it's not like a giant five-pound pumpkin.
Have you seen the pumpkin chunking contest?
That's where it came from.
That was shoot them like 3,000 feet.
That was part of the name in the beginning as we workshopped the name. Pumpkin chunking was one of the
items. It was a choice.
Yeah, but, you know.
We got outvoted.
Yes, this ties into Charlie Brown and the whole thing.
Great. YMCA pumpkin toss.
Maybe I'll dress up like Charlie Brown for that day and wear the whole out. It'll be good. We just want to have fun and get the community involved. So.
Okay. So people can reach out about that number. So will you purchase tickets to throw?
Pumpkins to toss.
Yep. Okay.
So that's how we will raise money for our annual campaign this year.
Will there be a cash giveaway like the mystery drop?
Yes, there will be a large cash giveaway like the mystery drop had. We'll put out all of the information about
that. You're still kind of working some of this out.
Yeah, of course.
We're so excited.
If you know us, Aaron, that's how it goes. We have these ideas, and then it'll continue to evolve until the day of.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is our first. We wanted to get it out there because people were asking about the mystery drop. So we want to let them know we have a plan. But we really want, like everything else, we want to revamp it and kind of put our own spin on it.
There you go. The Great YMCA Pumpkin Toss.
Yep, October 25th.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. So put that down on your calendar. We'll talk about it more, and there'll be more information out there. So, all right. I just still imagine those big pumpkin cannons. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they shoot
them. I watch it all the time.
They shoot them like 3,000 feet, and, or, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, those are giant. Yeah, I don't think we have the
we're
space.
Not, you're not going to do that. Not it,
listen,
do that. Do you,
if someone
gonna...
has a cannon they want to let us use, I'm willing to have a conversation.
And a one-mile-long field right, to shoot yeah. it at.
So. A lot of logistical nightmares, but we'll work around it.
Like Georgiana's shaking her head. No, no. Okay.
Call me.
Got vetoed.
So where will you do it at, do you know?
Well, that's...
Georgiana?
I do have an idea about that.
Oh, so
we're going to talk about that more in September.
Okay, we'll talk about it then.
Speak to all parties included.
Yeah, there you go. Georgiana Durr and Adam Graybill with me from the Montgomery County Family YMCA. Okay, this is what I was talking about. If you're that individual that can carry that giant rock to paint it, beast mode.
Yes, we have a class for you. This
beast mode with yes. Matt Eveland.
Yes. Starts okay, this evening.
Today.
Yes, starts this evening. So Matt has been a member for quite some time with us, and has 30 years of professional lifting in his background. So he was kind of talking like, hey, is there a call out there for people to do powerlifting? And we've never explored it. So just talking with him, he put together a class, which will start tonight, anywhere from 13 on up to whatever age. But he's really going to focus on, you know, the training and the proper techniques and all the things that go along with powerlifting. And as we build it, depending on who shows up, you know, the 13-year-olds are going to be different from the 20-year-olds. So this is an introductory to see what interest is out in the community and then really build it into something special for those guys and girls who like to lift 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. So this is tonight. Do you need to sign up? Will there be a limit?
So what are the... That's the thing. Right now, for the first couple times, it's just going to see what...
Kind of gauge.
Yeah, we need to see, like, if we have four people show up or do we have 40?
Yeah.
And then, you know... Matt has said he can turn it into something else. Like on Monday nights, we do introductory. On Friday nights, it's just full go. You just come in there and you just start powerlifting. So it's really a work in progress because we've never run this program before.
Powerlifting is a different workout.
Animal.
I mean,
it
it's a different workout yeah. set. It's a whole different kind of mindset, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's guys who and girls who have done this for quite some time and are really more focused on the amount of weight they can lift than anything else. You know, yeah. a lot of people in our gym are there for aesthetics and want to look good.
Right.
These folks are just there for
or maybe
pure power.
Feel better.
Yeah.
Right.
Feel,
the whole
all
thing.
Those things.
Yeah.
But this is just pure power. And, you know, I think Matt brings a lot of knowledge that'll, if people have ever thought about doing it, he'll be able to show you the proper form and function of it.
Yeah. Cause it's a lot of weight.
It is.
You want to make sure you do it right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of opportunity to hurt yourself doing those heavy weights. So, first and foremost, priority will be the safety and making sure everybody understands the form.
Very cool.
And we're going to, you know, if this takes off, we're going to try to get this out to other gyms and other, you know, Stanton and other surrounding communities. And hopefully, you know, maybe at the end of the year next or beginning of next year, do a tournament or
do
a powerlifting meet, something like that. Yeah. So it'll just depend on what the level of community involvement is. But, I'm sitting in that multi-purpose room a lot and hear the people slamming the weights upstairs. So I know there's a lot of people lifting heavy weights. Now we kind of build a spot for it. We took the back area as you go into the tennis courts by the racquetball room and put down some horse mats.
Okay.
It was just an empty.
So tell me where that's at again now, going into the tennis courts.
Room. Yep.
Yeah.
There was a room where people sat and would congregate before going into there. So now we put some mats down and put the power station in there. So they can slam the weights and they can lift as heavy as they want. And there's no worry about falling to the floor or yeah. anything like that. So
okay.
Yeah.
So that starts this evening at 5.
Yes. Yep, it'll be Mondays and Fridays at 5:00. Yep.
Very cool.
And all again, right. if there's a call for it, those Matt has said he can ebb and flow with the demands. So this will be an introductory to try to find out what the interest is.
13 and up.
13 and up.
There you go. Very cool. Beast mode. New program.
Yep. New program.
All righty. New. This is new as well, right,
this
Georgiana?
This is new. This is one of our community outreach. So Wednesday, September 16th, 5:30 to 7:30, we're going to do some Pokemon trading.
Okay.
It's come back in recently, and the kids are loving it. And it's just a chance to get all the kids together, trade some cards, and just
you know what?
Hang out.
There is a community of card trader aficionado Pokemon
yes.
that is really passionate about yes. that sort of thing.
That's what we're finding. There's little niche things like these that we don't think about. But they're out there, and now we give them a place to come in.
Yeah.
And again, we're not all about just pool and weightlifting and things like that. We are a community center, so come in. We see a lot of the kids after school playing it in the Kiwanis Corner. So it's like, why not just expand this and let everyone know we have it?
Yeah. Did you hear about the recent Pokemon card that sold? The record card?
The one they put in a necklace.
$16 million?
Yeah.
Logan Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. yeah. kind of crazy. That's a whole different yeah. story. But
Logan Paul, if you're listening, you can come to Pokemon Night.
Boy, that'd be something. Right.
Wednesday, September 16th.
There you go. Like, now, do you just really show up fun. For that?
Yep, just show yeah. up. There's an event on Facebook, so parents, if you can go click it, and so you remember it's happening. But yeah, just show up. Let the kids trade cards. Have some fun.
Did you? It's at the multi-purpose room?
It's going to be in the Kiwanis area.
The Kiwanis area.
Yep.
Okay. Show up and you'll find it.
You'll yeah. find it. We'll have a sign that points you to the right
direction.
We'll have
Georgiana there welcoming you and telling you where to go.
All right. So how do you come up with that? I mean, I'm just curious. Do you guys just have brainstorming sessions? Or are you like,
yes.
hey, we should try this?
Our staff is really amazing. We have a really great group of staff that we had our fall strategic planning. So we had some ideas about that. But really, we listened to our community, you know, like, what did the surveys say? What do people ask us for? You know, we talk to people, Adam and I talk to people all the time and ask, you know, what do you want to see at your why? Like, what should we be doing? So we kind of take all those ideas and come up with a plan.
Okay. And our team is very diverse. We have young, yes. younger, old, well, semi-old guys, but, you know, men, women. So we all have a little bit of a range of things that we're interested in that, you know, from our past, we're like, oh, hey, let's try this. But then again, like Georgiana said, the community is super important in the, yes. the items that we do end up picking.
And you're kind of always listening too, right? If someone had an idea.
Yeah. And we like to watch Facebook and, you know, what are people interested in and what are, you know, how can we help and what can we do for our community?
So here you go.
This is a great example.
Deep End Aquasize. I mean, if you're going to go in, you just will dive right in.
Yeah. And we, you know, we heard a lot from people like, well, I, you know, there's no classes at night. Like there's, you know, I work during the day. So here's an opportunity. And this is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 to do some Aquasize. You don't have to be in the deep end. It's we actually kind of do it in the middle. So like I have some people in the deep and some people in the shallow, and it's really fun. And there's a lot of time for, you know, you see your friends and talk, and, you know, while the kids are at sports or flag football or whatever they're doing, parents can come and do some Aquasize. And yeah. this is after work. So
and
Tuesdays
and
Thursdays.
I did tell the girls who teach that I would take the class, but I would like to put a caveat on that I will come to that class when Aaron comes with me.
Uh-huh.
So if Aaron's there, I will be there. But until then, I cannot make it.
Did you hear that?
I'm just saying, if Aaron's there, it would motivate me to be inside of that class and actually training. But
listen to that.
We'll see how it goes.
I think I would go in the deep end. Yeah. I would go totally in. Could you do that?
No.
Oh.
we'll just cap it. You take the deep end. I'll take the shallow. Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? Aquasize. A water workout is very beneficial, especially if you have joint issues,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Low impact,
yes.
the whole thing.
Our morning class is super busy with anywhere from 20 to 25 people in there. And so this is just a night class of that. But that's been one of our most popular classes.
You guys probably didn't hear this, but I spoke this morning with Bonnie Mason.
Yes.
She turns 100 Sunday.
Yeah, and she's at the Y all the
time. She's at the Y. And she said for 40 years, she swam and walked every day. If that's not like...
So if you want to live to 100 years like Bonnie Mason,
swim.
Come to the YMCA.
But at the YMCA.
But the point being that Aquasize is, and water exercise in particular is very good for people.
Yeah.
This would be more intense in the deep end.
Yeah. So my son and I did it yesterday. I made him come with me and, you know, drag your kids. It's really fun.
Okay.
So
do you need to sign up for this?
Just come on in. Now, if you're a member, it's free for members, like most all of our classes, free for members. If you're not a member, we have a $5 drop-in fee. So very affordable.
Well, that's pretty reasonable.
Yep. Very.
Yeah, and we lowered that just recently because it was, $12?
Yeah.
But, again, taking down all the barriers. So, yeah.
There you go. That goes, again, tell me the starting, well, that's going now.
Yep. It's currently
Tuesdays,
happening.
Thursdays, 5:30 to 6:30.
Yep.
What if I'm nervous about that sort of thing?
We'll be nervous together. I mean,
there you go.
It's really fun. It's a very easy class.
I'm going to talk about that. It's the anxiety of that, but we'll talk about that. YFit Flex, what's this?
Ooh, YFit Flex is a great new program that we don't have personal trainers at the Y, but we have this program. It's a 10-week program.
Yeah.
And we also are incorporating our in-body scanner. So you come in, we figure out what are your goals, and we set you up with a 10-week program that also helps you learn the weights in our weight room. And then you just follow the program. You get to do the scanner at the beginning, mid, and end to see your progress. Mm-hmm. But it's just a great opportunity to, you know what? A lot of people say like, oh, you know, I want to join the Y again. I need to get back in there. Here's a program to help you get in and have a plan of what to do when you're there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's no holding accountable like a personal trainer would be there every day. But we ask them to come in and check with us and talk to us if something's not working in the program. We could switch it around, you know, having Jordan Perkins there and myself. We have a lot of knowledge of building programs and working out, so we can build the program custom tailored to your goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're always there to listen. We had one lady sign up. It was kind of like our test subject before we rolled it out. And at her six-week check-in, she was down 9 pounds. And she was telling me how great it felt. And, you know, it just shows us that this will work. And we rolled it out Monday, and I think we've already had two or three people sign up for it. So.
So you get a plan, there's some personal responsibility and make sure that I think really good.
But we'll do check-ins also. You know, we won't be there watching you work out, but when you check in at 4 weeks and you're up 6 pounds or something, you know, we'll know like, hey, this isn't working out. You know, maybe you're not doing the program right, and then we can re-go through it. And, you know, you talked about nerves. In the beginning of this, if you're unfamiliar with the weights or not sure which exercise you should be doing, you get a full tour of the weight room. You get a full tour of what the machines are, what they do, how to use them effectively, and you know, the rep ranges and weights that you should be using.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. So you can make it work for people.
Yeah, everyone.
Absolutely.
And that's where
it's going to fit their level of, like, maybe they're super fit.
Yes.
It can be super intense, or maybe I haven't done a thing in years.
What are your goals?
You're just starting out. Yes.
For you.
Yep. Okay. It's customized to your goals.
And that really is any time, right? I mean, you can start any time with that.
Any day, every day.
All right. Very good. And Adam Graybill with us, and Georgiana Durr from the Montgomery County Family YMCA. You're very active on Facebook, working on your website.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The Kids Art Workshop.
Oh, we are so excited. If you have not seen on Facebook, our first artist in residence has his art up. Curtis Adams has come in, and we have these beautiful pieces of art hanging from the ceiling. Really exciting. There's a little thing on the wall that talks about him and his art and his inspiration. And he did Animals of Iowa, which is really fun. So really neat to be able to showcase that. So please come to the Y and check out his art. It's also for sale. But to go along with that is Curtis Adams is going to teach a kids art workshop.
Oh.
And this is on September 11th at 2 o'clock. We'll do a walking school bus from Inman. And this gives kids the opportunity. We're going to make paper mache birds that go with the art that's currently hanging in the Y. So which will be really neat to display.
You know, it's cool because there's working out, but there's also a lot more to fitness and wellness than just working out, right? I mean, this is the whole creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty
community.
Cool.
We want you to find your community.
Yeah.
I have 3 children. My one son, all sports, that's all he does. And my other son is very creative. He plays drums. He's in band. So we don't want to have the kids who don't feel like working out's the thing to feel like they can't come to the Y.
Right.
So, you know, kids who are artistic, who want to do this. And also adding the birds to the already set up paper mache animals that he has is they can have a fit. They can come in and show their family, like, that's my bird right there.
How cool is
that?
You
know, we want to fill the whole front area with animals and artwork. We talked about it one time doing handprints of kids, but I think this is a better idea because it gives motion to the front walk-in, and it looks really cool just with the ones we have now, and we're excited to keep growing it.
So that workshop is September 11th at 2 p.m.
Yep.
Second through sixth graders, $20
yep.
a kiddo.
Yep.
That's right. And they'll get to make something that will hang, and then, of course, they get to keep it.
I see most of the flyers that I'm looking at, Georgiana, have a QR code. You have that available for a lot of your stuff for people
to find
out.
Yes, we're trying to make things easier. Yeah. We're trying to streamline things. We're trying to make it you can just sign up online. We've gotten rid of all of our paper signups. We're making it easier for you.
But if you're just not comfortable with that, come by the Y.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kids Art Workshop September 11th. That's a cool thing.
Yeah, and that's the beginning.
So when did the art display, your artist in residence, when did that go up?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It just happened. Yeah, okay. We've been talking to him for a month, two months about.
We talked about it last
time.
We
did talk about it, and we had a meeting with him, and he came and looked at this space, and we talked about what could go in this space, and then he created some art specifically for to hang at the Y. So that was really neat. And we're so excited as a community center, again, to be doing community things and showcase some of these amazing artists we have in our community.
And it was great to see when Curtis came yesterday, just the joy he had. I thought he was coming with three pieces, so we left the banners, took them down. But he came with six pieces, so we strung another rope up there to hang all of his pieces. And just the joy he gets from having it out and people to see it was nice to see yesterday, and it made me feel really good about what we're doing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, go by and see it.
Please
right?
come and see. Absolutely. Yes. Very cool thing. Yes. And he's just the first one of our artists in residency program. So as the year progresses, we'll be telling you who else is coming.
All right. Yeah. So this is going to be an ongoing thing then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, love it. Very cool. All right. Mom bingo.
Bingo.
I know what bingo and I know what moms are, but
so
what? Let's put these two together.
Oh, this is going to be, so we had, it was before summer. We had
like ages ago.
Plant bingo, plant bingo. And everyone brought a plant. We played bingo and we had concessions. And so we're going to do that again. So it's just a really fun community thing. Bring your kids, bring your friends. We will have concessions available. We're going to do dirty sodas and we're going to do boba and snacks. It'll be September 12th. There is an event on Facebook from 6 to 7:30.
Yep.
And then you'll win a mum plant.
There you go.
So.
Are you a bingo player?
Yeah.
Are you good?
No.
Yeah. Aaron, do you think we have 50 different bingos because she's not a bingo player? She loves bingo.
Bingo.
Yes.
You know, our last bingo, we didn't know how many people would come. We were full.
Yeah.
Every table
bingo's
was full.
Popular.
Bingo,
yeah.
And this is who doesn't
you know
want
what,
free
you know what the,
bingo?
The thing about bingo is everyone can participate in bingo.
Yes.
And it's fun. It's lighthearted. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some pretty intense bingo games, but you know, it's for the most part having fun.
We had a mix of that. We had kids who were like, "Yeah, I got it!" every time a number was called.
Bingo!
And then we had some people who were just looking at them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great to have an all age event there.
This is going to be here pretty quick though. September 12th.
Very quick.
Yeah. So get signed up.
Nope, come.
Don't get signed up. Just show up.
We just
up.
Want you to yeah. show up.
Just show up. You don't
and
even
again,
have to sign
this is one
up.
Of our free community events.
Everyone's
and you'll
welcome.
Win a beautiful mum for the fall and have some fun with your family or your friends or your girlfriends. And
yeah.
Yeah, come play bingo.
There's an event. You have an event.
On okay. Facebook, yep.
All right, Georgiana Durr, Adam Graybill. So what I was going to talk about, anxiety. So people, if you haven't been to the Y or maybe been in a gym or maybe ever in your whole life and you're getting on and you think, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm out of shape. I don't want all these people that know what they're going to do and they're going to laugh at me. They're going to make fun of me. What do you say to that person that wants to go? They want to get in shape, but maybe they're a little nervous about what that means and what that looks like. What do you say to that person?
I think you just have to come in and talk to us. I mean, with Georgiana on my team and the staff that I have, like, you'll see that there's no judgment from us. And we can build a safe space where you can come in and work out. I mean, there's always times if you really just, I can't work out in front of people. There's times where there's nobody there. Like, there's a lot of opportunity. And I would hate for that to be the limitation of why they don't come in. Like, we don't have any preconceived notions about anything. Come in, talk to us. And if you don't get inspired by talking to Georgiana or myself, like, you know, it's just, we'll take those fears and kind of talk you through, like, hey, here's what we can do. We have this class. It's a smaller class, you know. Come to this one. It's an introductory. So there's all fitness levels. And, you know, the last thing people should be worried about is what other people think, you know.
Amen.
That's the biggest thing. Like, you know, everybody's going to have an opinion. And I've learned very quickly, you're not going to please every single person. You know, there are going to be some people who don't agree with you. But, you know, as long as you're choosing your own path and going that way, that's all that matters. Like, yeah.
But don't you find, I mean, I think most people are very supportive. Good for you. You know what I mean? If you show up, good for you. This is how you do it. Let's do this.
The problem is those aren't the loud people. It's the ones who disagree with you who are the loud ones.
Yeah,
but yes, we champion for everybody who comes in the Y. Like, everyone gets a hi, good morning, goodbye. You know, we want you to feel like if this is the only place you go during the day, you are recognized as someone who's important to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You can come in and just go on the walking track. You know, you could start small. Like, I'm going to start walking. Great. And then you're like, you look over and you're like, man, I really want to do aqua size. And those ladies are, you know, that's a neat thing about our Y is the diversity of our clientele is all ages. I mean,
you have it all.
We have it all, especially in the day. It's a little bit of an older crowd because they're not working, right? Mm-hmm. But then at night, it's all the kids come in. So we have everybody there. It's It's a why, and everyone is welcome. And you don't have to do something big. Just come in and swim some laps or walk around the track or come see the new, you know, or come to Mom Bingo and then peek around and then see what you think.
And that's the great thing about our members, too. Our members are always willing to talk with new members and tell them about their experience or, you know, bring them into the group. The ladies after Aquaside sit out in the front lobby and have coffee and just conversate, you know. If you just wanted to start there, come in and have conversations and just talk and just meet with some people from the community who are like-minded, who can help you get up. You know, it's always good to have a buddy system and have someone who holds you accountable back and forth. So, you know, don't let any of the preconceived notions about a gym and people grunting and lifting heavy, you know.
Right.
We're more than that. Yeah. We have it all.
So, but yeah, don't let that fear of stepping in there.
Just come in for a cup of coffee in our beautiful coffee bar with some Agora coffee. Yeah. Just come for coffee and then just look around.
And you'll be surprised how easy and relaxed it is in there. There's no, you know, we're not trying to push something on you. We're not trying to take you out of your comfort zone. We're trying to work within your parameters and try to help you better yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Adam Graybill and Georgiana Durr with me. What else do we need to touch on, Georgiana or Adam? What have we not talked about?
If you have any questions, go check out our Facebook page. It has all the up-to-date information, has all of our events.
What do I
search
for?
QR codes, Montgomery County Family YMCA.
Okay.
Also, maybe speaking out of turn, but next time we'll talk more in depth. But there's a Christmas thing coming up with the could have many trees and a whole community involvement. So we'll talk more about it.
Be thinking about it.
We have something in the works. We have a good foundation set up for it. But, we have an idea that we think is going to be great for the community and get everybody involved. So
very cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's the rest of your day hold today?
Football tonight. So everyone needs to come out of the football game. It is the YMCA Youth Recognition Night and also JVAA Youth Recognition.
Yeah, big night.
So big night for football. Come cheer on the Tigers. Go team.
There you go.
Go team. I'll say that. Go team.
There you go. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Nice to see you.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Again, Adam Graybill and Georgiana Durr with us from the Montgomery County Family YMCA.
The current time is 11:06.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI KOAK. It's time to take a look at your Country Sunshine listening area forecast at this hour, brought to you by United Group Insurance, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Country Sunshine Weather.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's Friday. It's August 28th, and good morning. Thanks for joining us. Low temperature in the upper 50s this morning. Calm and quiet conditions are expected today with afternoon highs in the mid-80s. There's a chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight and into Saturday morning across northeast Nebraska and portions of western Iowa. Temperatures increase this weekend. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s with heat index values approaching 100 for some. Periodic thunderstorm chances and above normal temperatures will continue into next week. Let's check our forecast now for the Country Sunshine listing area for today. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, and winds from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies in the evening and then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 70 degrees with winds from the south at 10 to 15 and gusts to 25 miles per hour overnight tonight. For the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and then sunny in the afternoon with highs in the lower 90s, south winds 15 to 20 and gusting to 30. There's a 20% chance of precipitation, again, mainly in the morning Saturday. Saturday night, mostly clear skies in the evening, becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-70s and winds from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour Saturday night. Sunday will be mostly sunny and humid with highs in the mid-90s, south winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour expected for Sunday. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies in the evening and then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight Sunday night. Lows will be in the upper 70s. The chance of rain is 20% for Sunday night, with winds from the south at 15 to gust to 20 miles per hour Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday. Highs reach the lower 90s, a 20% chance of showers for Monday. Southwest winds 10 to 15 and gust to 20 miles per hour. But again, sunshine today, mid-80s and south winds at 5 to 10. Currently, it's 78 degrees. United Group Insurance in Red Oak is your first call for free quotes, outstanding service, and outstanding insurance options. From your car to your house and everything in and around the two. Auto Owners Insurance provides excellent options with competitive prices and numerous plans to choose from. Auto Owners Insurance will leave you with peace of mind at home and on the road. Call their agents today. United Group Insurance, serving Southwest Iowa, 712-623-5555.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI KOAK. Thank your friends at United Group Insurance for bringing you this Country Sunshine Listening Area forecast. United Group, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Hi, Sunshine Country. Ruby Realty has a cozy new listing at 201 3rd Avenue in Red Oak. This charming one-bedroom home offers easy main-level living with a spacious living room and bonus den, perfect for an office or extra space to relax. You'll love the roomy kitchen with plenty of counter space, plus a fenced-in backyard, great for pets or enjoying the outdoors. Simple, comfortable, and move-in ready. Call Ruby Realty at 712-623-2724 to schedule your showing today.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and Atlantic. KOAK-AM, Red Oak, Glenwood, and Shenandoah. Thanks for listening to Country Sunshine Radio.
She's waiting like everyone else. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Massachusetts woman charged with killing her three young children, awaiting a jury's decision at her murder trial. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington telling reporters,
she's nervous. Like I've said before, she's very just sad, scared. She's the same she's been forever. Since this incident.
The defense argues Lindsay Clancy was suffering from postpartum psychosis and is not criminally responsible. Day two of deliberations began nearly 3 hours ago. Fox's Nate Foy at the courthouse in Plymouth.
They just sent their first note to the judge, and according to defense attorney Kevin Reddington, what they wanted to see were those two bottles of pills and the knife that allegedly were used in Lindsay Clancy's suicide attempt.
Clancy ultimately jumping out of a second floor window. The Fed chair says the U.S. economy has been resilient, but that inflation is still running too high.
So the Fed's predominant focus right now should be on prices.
Kevin Warsh at a conference in Wyoming signaling an interest rate hike may be needed. President Trump says he'll let U.S. ranchers process their own beef, facing backlash over imports and meat prices.
Vowing to break what he calls a monopoly of just four big meat processors in the U.S., President Trump says he is authorizing legal documents to allow farmers and ranchers to process their own food. It's the latest policy aimed at the beef industry this week. President Trump signed an executive order allowing additional ground beef to be imported to the U.S. tariff-free. That was met with opposition and criticism from the U.S. cattle industry. In a social media post, the president says ranchers and farmers have always been a number one priority.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. It's not clear how quickly new meatpacking facilities could open. The president's in cattle country, Texas, set to award the Congressional Space Medal of Honor to the Artemis II crew. America is listening to Fox News.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com.